The question is asked in the laws of Brit Milah regarding the two stages of Brit Milah. One is called the Milah itself, and then the Piri'ah. What are these two stages? The Rambam actually writes in his Halachot, Ketzad Mohalim, how do we perform the circumcision? Chotchim et kol ha'or ha'chofe et ha'atara ad she'tetkale kol ha'atara. First we cut the flesh, the foreskin that is surrounding the membrane itself, and we cut it in order to reveal it. They call it ha'atara, the crown, or the corona as it's called. ואחר כך פורעים את הקירום הרק שלמטה מן האור בסיפורן. And then underneath there's another piece of skin. The Rambam says the Mohel puts his nail in there, which is usually a little long, his thumbnail, and he goes in there and he tears it and he brings it down in order to reveal again the Atara. So it seems from the Rambam it's a two-stage process. It's the cutting, and then after the cutting, the actual ripping of the thin membrane, thin piece of flesh that is underneath, which is called the process of piri'ah. It sounds like the Rambam is interpreting the word piri'ah to tear or to rip. This is also the language of Maran in Shulchan Aruch. They bring different proofs to this concept of the two-stage Brit Milah, the cutting and then the Piri'ah, from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in the Pasuk, Himol Yimol. There's a double language in the Pasuk. So they want to say, Mikan L'Shte Milot. From here you see that there's two stages, Milah and Piri'ah. Furthermore, they bring a Remez from the Midrash. The Midrash says that when they were giving Bnei Yisrael a Brit Milah in Mitzrayim before they ate Korban Pesach, it says Moshe haya mohel ve'aharon poreya, or Yehoshua mohel ve'aharon poreya. So you see there was two different stages, two different processes. The Midrash writes by David HaMelech that he said, "Kal atzvotai tomanna Hashem michamocha." David HaMelech says, "I praise you, God, with all the limbs in my body." Amar David, Rabbono shel Olam, "Ani mishabechacha bekol ebarai umekayem behem mitzvot." Because I fulfill mitzvot with all the different parts of my body. So when he got to his nails, he said, "Shiponayim laasot behem piri'ah." He says, "I use my nails for the mitzvah of piri'ah." So again, you see from the Midrash that there was a separate concept of making Piri'ah. However, there is a famous Teshuvah of Rav Hai Gaon, one of the Geonim, one of the important Geonim. He writes in the Teshuvah, it's 1,100 years ago, that the way to make the Milah and the Piri'ah is simultaneously. That the Mohel not only grabs the foreskin, but also grabs the second layer of the skin at the same time and pulls it down and he cuts. And in that one cutting, he fulfills both. It seems that Hai Gaon learned the word piri'ah to uncover. And therefore, so long as you uncovered it, so you fulfill the mitzvah. If you learn the word piri'ah means to cut, so then already you have to cut it. It's a separate cut. But if you learn piri'ah means to reveal, so bottom line, who cares how you revealed it? It was revealed, bottom line. And therefore, this is probably what the minhag in the city Saloniki, which the Shulchan Gavoa writes, that they used to do the milah and the piri'ah in one shot. And that's also the opinion of the Zera Emet. So it's clear, without a doubt, that those that have milah and do the milah and perform it in one shot, they definitely have what to rely on. It's a Rav Hai Gaon, it's a Shulchan Gavoa, it's a Zera Emet. It's enough poskim that say that if the milah and the piri'ah were done in one shot, mutar, no problem, nothing to worry about. However, since already we're seeing enough poskim, and that's how it's mashma from the Rambam and from Maran and from the Midrashim that we quoted, that there is a concept of milan piri'ah separately, and there are opinions that want to say that if you did the milah in one shot, it's considered malve lo para'. It's considered that you didn't make a piri'ah because you didn't do the tearing, and it's ki'ilu lo mal, and it's considered the milah is invalid. We don't hold like those opinions, but those opinions exist. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds also that it's okay to do the milah and the piri'ah in one shot. But again, since there are other opinions, and it sounds like that's the opinion of Maran, and that's the opinion of Harambam, and the Mikubalim also want to say that there's the inyan to do it separately, so therefore those that are mahmir, to find the mohel, that do the milah and the piri'ah separately, it seems that that is the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Acham Avadiyah comes out also in Yabiya Omer. That would be proper, but again, we cannot say that the other type of milah, Chas v'Shalom, is invalid. It is valid when they do the milah and the piri'ah together, but those that want to have this, let's say, abidance to the customs, or to the Shulchan Aruch, as it's more mashma with the nail, so then they would be careful to use only a mohel that had the milah and the piri'ah separately.